The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The drive is live. Make your way out, man. It's the day after Christmas. You need to get this Thursday night started. I see some people in here already in here looking to make some bad decisions. That couple over there, I know they are looking to make some bad decisions. You can come out and join us for some good food, some good drinks. Got some prize for you to win. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. But we are at the Buffalo Wild Wings location in Cyprus, so come on out, hang out, have a great time with us as we normally do. If you are on YouTube and Twitch, as you can see Tyler. Oh, Tyler's going without the hat today. Must have a fresh cut in the build.
No, I thought you'd like this look.
Where
no
is
hat.
Tyler going? Tyler looks like he's about to deal some cards. Tyler.
I cleaned like up a bit today. I'm taking the lady to Trans-Siberian Orchestra after
okay.
The show tonight.
All right. I had to sit through that once with my wife. Yes. How about that? Had to sit through that to be able to get the free tickets to Monday Night Raw. So there you go. Tyler is Tyler looks like he's just shown people his hands and that he is about to deal blackjack.
I've heard this before. I like the vest look for myself, you know, but it does give off some blackjack dealer type of vibes.
It's the rolled up sleeves. Is what it is. That's what it is.
So hot natured, you know.
It's the rolled up sleeves. Like you got people looking around. Don't you dare put another queen out there.
I don't appreciate how giggly this is making you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I saw without the hat. I said, oh, here we go. No hat. Then I saw, oh, my man's out here on the floor. got some. All right. Listen, we're going to need some laughter because I'm thoroughly concerned about Tyler Milner after last night's performance.
Oh, yeah. We need laughter. You said it best.
Everybody, you can join the show as always. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, hello. Hey, Guy Gene and all the others there, we appreciate you joining us. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch also as well on the text line, 713-572-4610. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We appreciate you joining us. And I guess, again, if you missed it, Clint is on his way here. He will be in here shortly, potentially in this segment, maybe in the next segment. He is driving here as we speak. Crossed up a little bit. He was ready to work. He was ready to go, except he was sitting at the station.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not, Linda. He is on his way out here. As we said, take your time, Clint, and get here safely. All right, I don't know, Tyler and the people. I'm trying to put together, you know, the sentence that I want to start with today, because when we get to the afternoon, you know, you got the post game show from last night that Sean and Clint did, and then Sean gets right back and going, and him and Seth do Payne and Pendergast, and then as you saw, you heard Area 45 took over in the loop today. And then we get here to 2 o'clock, and it gets to us, and a lot's been talked about. And Tyler, I'm trying to get the best sentence to understand or how to start with this. And for me, is what the hell was that last night? What in the hell was that?
I probably said that question in my head about 35 times the last 24 hours.
I mean, that was like, this is, that was like, listen, man, I don't know that I knew that they were going to win that game. In fact, I didn't, right? When we talked about the three-game set, I said I think they would beat Miami, and I think they would lose to Kansas City and lose to Baltimore.
We sucked.
But not 31-2. Not like that. That was...
I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
They did, Jim. That was a special kind of pathetic. That was... I am flabbergasted by what we saw last night. Like, I think there's a lot of things we can talk about. I don't know who you're more disappointed. I mean, all three phases sucked, right? You had the special teams. Yeah. You had a guy just run down there and just, I mean,
who was that?
Ross? He just went down there and just ran over the returner standing at the five.
D'Angelo,
And then he stood up and looked around as if he was confused by why everybody was looking at his ass crazy.
He
didn't know that was a rule, right? I mean, it was just insane. Then you got a guy running out of bounds and refusing to come back in. That hit another penalty on special teams.
We sucked.
I mean, the defense. I mean, good God Almighty! I don't know who you're more disappointed in, the offense or defense. And as I see a lot of people on the text line talking about, that's the same sentence I uttered. What the hell was that? And some of you may have replaced that hell with another word that has four letters that starts with an F. That might be it. And I see people texting in about C.J. Stroud. Look, 3 o'clock, because I want to make sure Clint is here for that. 3 o'clock.
Hold on, son.
We will discuss C.J. Stroud. It's Ron. You know what? I know that some of you are down. Hell, I might give you a day. You can just call me. Show. I won't even get a show pass today. I won't even correct you. That might be it. But I'll be honest with you. No, I want to hear from you, Tyler. I want to hear from a Texan fan. What were you sitting there thinking when you were watching that? Because I certainly have a feel. What were you sitting there thinking when you were watching that performance? Because it was an ass kicking from the start to the finish.
Oh yeah. As soon as that kickoff, got that game started yesterday on Christmas Day at NRG Stadium, it was not only an ass kicking, but paired with that, if you're like me, I mean, it was just total frustration, anger, and embarrassment. I mean, we keep hearing, and I love the message, but we keep hearing since his arrival as head coach, we hear D'Amico Ryans and company over there at NRG telling us week in and week out about how they want to establish this identity. This is a new path for the Houston Texans. This organization's ready for that next step. We want to put ourselves in that upper echelon, that top tier of year in, year out NFL squads like the Steelers, like the Ravens, like the Chiefs. We want to be there. We're almost there. We're taking that next step. And then I see stuff like yesterday. I see that embarrassment of a football performance on the field at NRG. And you are still these same old damn Texans, man. And that pains me to say, as a fan, all you out there that probably hate hearing that, I hate saying it. But this is the same organization it has been since 2002 right now, and I'm not being hyperbolic in my own mind, I don't think, because you're just not there. You are just, even the years where you're making the playoffs, man. This team's last win of 2024, I hate to tell you out there, I hate to tell you this, the last win you will see the 2024 Texans get has already occurred. That was probably, the beginning of this three-game stretch.
They can beat the Titans next week.
Who did they play before the Chiefs? I'm so angry right now, I'm blacking out.
I know. The last, they lost the Titans. So, that's okay, but they can beat the Titans.
Well, yeah. But this team is not winning. The 2024 Texans, you have seen them win their last ball game. It ain't happening. We all know they punched that ticket to the playoffs. They won in this crappy-ass AFC South division, and that's what it's going to be and what it's going to look like when playoffs get here. It's going to be one and done very quickly, hopefully not as embarrassing as yesterday, but I don't have my hopes up. This is just the same old Texans BS, man. It's the same thing.
Where are you at? We hear Tyler as he needed that therapeutic session. Where are you at? What the hell were you thinking?
I've never cussed so much on Christmas, man.
Yes, you have. I believe Tyler just got just trashed last night.
But water was flowing.
I don't believe you. But what were you thinking when you were watching it? I will tell you what I was thinking here in just a bit. But I just want to bring this up. Like, this is, listen, there are a lot of matchups, and we've seen this, and we watched the Texans this year go 1-5 against good teams. the one win against the Buffalo Bills. All of the winning teams with winning records, they're 1-5 against. But this Baltimore Ravens team is a special kind of matchup for them. I mean, when you say boogeyman, they're in their
daddy
heads
right now. Yes,
they are, guys. 90-21.
Oh my God!
That is the total score in the last three matchups. They faced them week one last year. They ended their season in the playoffs last year.
And who's
they
your faced daddy
them,
now?
They faced them yesterday, 90-21. And listen, the Ravens have zero concern about the Texans when they play them. No concern. And I'm telling you right now, it's 90-21. And I will tell you, yesterday, they didn't even play. I mean, they didn't even play the best in
right.
terms of complete focus. I mean, hell, they shut it down. That fella that Joe Mixon decided to get into a scuffle with before the game,
yeah.
who didn't see himself playing at all, he got in there and finished off the fourth quarter.
Who's right, like your daddy now?
Like they just shut it down. And I mean, 90-21 in the last three matchups of this team. And it's not like, all right, hey man, the Ravens, they're unstoppable. You know, they're not 15-1 like the Chiefs.